Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Watch this. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this. I've just done 4 decades, 40 years of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champ, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? Frank 1961, my guy over there at Twitch.tv, he probably knows more than I. Bottom line is, open phone lines around the planet if you want to join us. You can, if you dare. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the UFC, Dana White, the pimp that he is, has got something going on over there in Saudi Arabia, just like Mauricio Sulaiman. He knows who to blow. And the Sheik over there is giving him a whole lot of money as far as throwing events in Saudi Arabia's term. But the bottom line is, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Today, we'll spend some time with Kingsley Obey. Who is he? He is a heavyweight prospect, originally out of Nigeria, now living in Phoenix. Bottom line is, he's a friend of a friend. He's got some prospects. He's got some talent. He's got a story. He knew Ike Abeyabuchi. At one point in time, he was ready for the NFL. So we got all kinds of stuff to talk about with the king. I call him King Kingsley. And we'll do that at about 20 minutes past the hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Regis Progress, trying to get his mojo back, of course, after losing so obviously. He was intimidated by Devin Haney. How can you be intimidated by Devin Haney? Devin Haney punches like a girl. Oh, should I say a girl that can't punch? I mean, that's just the way it is. And guess what? He got knocked down, so Regis Progress can't figure that out. Of course, he's taking on Josh Taylor. I think they're going for some type of belt at 140 or 147. But the bottom line is, Josh Taylor at one point in time was a fantastic prospect until he had to make weight and move up. Couldn't do it. Bottom line is, sometimes, you know, at 139, which was junior welterweight back in the days, I was rocking. I tried to step up to 147, and I got licked like a stamp. 8 pounds is a lot. Size matters in two things. Remember, pornography and combat sports. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, my wonderful producer today, the great Daniel Ogden. Daniel, take it away, please.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What about Don Sutton?
Oh, I wore his ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wore Don Sutton. Two guys on the Dodgers I wore out. Don Sutton and Bob Welsh. Oh, I could have went up blindfolded and got hits off those guys. I mean, really. I mean, Ray Charles could hit Don Sutton.
What?
And Ray had a hard time seeing the ball, man.
Yeah, he did. There's no question. We all know that.
That, of course, is the great Pete Rose, how he passed away a couple of weeks ago. We miss him without a doubt. He was a great boxing fan. At one point in time, he was one of Don King's ambassadors of goodwill. In fact, we had him at a card. I remember I took a picture of him. I can't find the picture, but I took a picture of him and 7-foot Nikolai Valuev. Valuev was some Russian hobo that had the WBA title at one point in time. I mean, he was like 7 foot tall, like 7 foot, 7 foot one, something like that. Anyway, him and Pete Rose, of course, Pete talked about not being in the Hall of Fame and, you know, how we petitioned the baseball commissioner time and time again. I signed all kinds of petitions to get Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. They just didn't want to do it. Maybe they will do it post, since he's passed away. But the bottom line is, I miss Pete Rose. He was a gas to be around. Now, speaking of another guy that was a gas to be around, I want to bring this up. I was watching some films last night, and some old films of Larry Merchant. And, you know, I looked back at The Godfather and HBO Boxing. I thought it was one of the greatest runs of boxing, without a doubt. Anyway, I was watching him, the Vernon Forrest fight with Ricardo Mayorga. You may remember that. Of course, that was the weigh-in in which Ricardo Mayorga flicked a lit cigarette in Vernon Forrest's face. And, of course, I was the only one that laughed at the weigh-in. Everybody else was in shock. I laughed. I thought it was the funniest spit with an H I ever saw in my life, okay? I mean, it was boom. Imagine that. The guy standing on the scale, and the guy flicks a lit cigarette in his face. I mean, whoa, that's Mayorga, how bold as he was. Of course, street urchin, call him what you want, from Nicaragua. But the bottom line is, I laughed. Vernon got pissed off. Of course, Vernon went out there, and then before he went to the ring, you know, Vernon was rapping his way to the ring. He was rapping, and then he got knocked out. Yeah, when you rap to the ring, there's a few other guys. I forget, was it Jimmy Paul? Jimmy Paul, I think he rapped his way. Anyway, these guys rap their way to the ring, and they do their own rapping. Not having a rapper, they have their own rapping, and they get knocked out. Of course, I'm not a big guy in rap music, but the bottom line is Vernon Forrest got knocked out by Ricardo Mayorga, and Larry Merchant said, I guess he won't be rapping his way into the ring no more. Oh. I thought that was really cool. Anyway, bottom line is, it's been a long time since the U.S. has won an Olympic gold medal. Think about that. Andre Ward in 2004, that's been 20 years. Before that, it was Oscar De La Hoya in 1992. Of course, the last big run that the U.S. had as far as Olympic gold medals were concerned was back in 1984. And of course, that was a little tainted because I think the Cubans weren't involved. So, of course, Meldrick Taylor, Pernell Whitaker, Evander Holyfield, Mark Breland, and Tyrell Biggs. Those were the five stars of the Olympic team back in 1984, of course. And, of course, Holyfield, the bronze medalist. Of course, somebody said to me the other day, where do you rate him as far as all-time heavyweight champions are concerned? I don't know if I rate him anywhere as far as all-time heavyweight champions because he really wasn't a heavyweight, and he didn't even – listen – People say to me, he never failed a drug test. Okay, as far as the steroids go, I thought him and that Lee Haney guy who turned him on to steroids initially, I think it was Lee Haney that turned him on to steroids, that bodybuilder. I think they were slick enough to get around the test, okay? But you can't get away from the fact that the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and I saw the document, Evander Holyfield has, get this, folks, testicular shrinkage. You don't get that from old age, not when you're 40, okay, or 38. That's what he was back then, testicular shrinkage. Your NAS only shrink when you take steroids, and that's the honest to God truth. So Evander Holyfield, as far as being an all-time heavyweight concerned, I'm just not there. I'm just not there. As far as all-time heavyweight is concerned, of course, you really can't compare different divisions. I don't think so. I mean, different eras because of the fact that guys were a different size, and size matters in two things, again, pornography and combat sports. I mean, I couldn't compare Rocky Marciano, although he was the last truly great white hope, per se, as far as heavyweight champions concerned. That was in the 50s. I can't think about him like giving Muhammad Ali or Larry Holmes a bad time. I just couldn't see, or George Foreman. I just couldn't see him competing with those guys because he wasn't big enough. So as far as that era is concerned, in today's era, you couldn't match him between. As far as pound for pound is concerned, you know, the all-time fighters and this kind of stuff, that I think is a bit of a fallacy as well. And of course, it's all about objective. I mean, how you feel about it. It's all about how you personally feel. Ray Robinson, people think of the man born Walker Smith, of course, Jr., the welterweight champion and middleweight champion, of course, middleweight champion on several occasions. On some of those occasions, I think he gave up the middleweight title. I think that for Ray Robinson to keep his career going, to keep it honest, and I mean, in his own mind, keep making money, because, I mean, he was beating everybody up. The fact that he lost to guys like, No, Carmen Basilio? Come on, Carmen. You and I went back and forth on the radio that time. Of course, I sung Carmen Basilio, the former welterweight and middleweight champion of the world. I sung him happy birthday one time. He lived in upstate New York. I sung him happy birthday on the radio. You know, he said to me, son, what did you do with the money? I said, the money, sir? What do you mean? What do you mean the money? He goes, the money your mother gave her singing lessons. So the bottom line is, me and Carmen was grating. Let's put it to you like that. He was great. He wasn't fun to be around. I think he called... You know, he used the fag word a lot. He used to like to drop that a lot, especially around Emil Griffith. I thought that wasn't cool. In fact, I was a couple times up to the International Boxing Hall of Fame when Carmen Basilio, of course, he lived just a few miles away, like in upstate New York, where he was just talking smack, and he wasn't fun to be around, no doubt about that. Another guy that wasn't fun to be around, somebody said to me, you don't talk about him much, is Smoking Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier, of course, the former world heavyweight champion, 1964 Olympic gold medals. I mean, good Lord. Had he fought Muhammad Ali, though, when Ali was in his prime, I think he'd have got licked like a stamp. I don't think I mean, all props to Joe, but I think the fact that Joe Frazier beat Muhammad Ali in that first fight, if you want to think that he beat him. But the bottom line is he knocked him out in the 15th round, hurt him badly in the 11th round. But the bottom line is Joe Frazier was mentally, how can I put this, obsessed. The only other time I've ever seen anybody mentally obsessed like that and physically their mental strength was Roberto Duran with Ray Leonard the first time. I mean, Joe Frazier's mental strength for that fight was unbelievable. And, of course, he deserved a nod. In a lot of people's mind, he deserved a nod. But then again, in some people's mind, Muhammad Ali beat him like a drum. But the bottom line is he was never the same. Of course, he would come back and lose to George Foreman. Of course, he wouldn't fight Muhammad Ali in an immediate rematch because he didn't want to give Ali any big money. I'm not giving the money. Bottom line is he fights George Foreman instead for a couple $1 million and gets knocked the duck out. Bottom line is, let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Coming up, Kingsley Obey, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I took my gold medal, thought I'd invented something. I said, man, I know I'm going to get my people freedom there. I'm the champion of the whole world, Olympic champion. I know I can eat downtown now. And I went downtown that day, had my big old medal on, and went to the restaurants. At that time, black things weren't integrated. The black folks couldn't eat downtown. And I went downtown, I sat down, and I said, you know, a cup of coffee, hot dog. He said, the lady said, we don't serve Negroes. I was so mad. I said, I don't eat them either. Just give me a couple of hamburgers.
Muhammad Ali talking about when he was Cassius Clay back in 1960, Louisville, Kentucky. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We take it from San Francisco to probably Phoenix, Arizona, somewhere down around there. Of course, Arizona. It's bringing Kingsley Obey, of course, 14-2 as a heavyweight. How are you today, young man?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. How life is treating you good down there in AZ? It's hot always, huh?
Man, it's always hot. It's always hot out here, but we definitely can't complain. Every day is a good day.
Okay, is Arizona compared to, is that like Nigeria, your native Nigeria? Is that about as hot as the same climate or what?
Oh, no. Arizona, this is hell. Nigeria, it is hot, but it's humid, it's windy, it's green, it's grass, it's more like California if you ask me. In my book, I'll compare Nigeria to California, but Arizona, this is just hell on earth.
You know I used to tell people, you know, when friends of mine that lived in New York, like when it was winter time and it was snowing, this, you can move. When you, like, when you're 18 years old, you can leave. I mean, I would, Arizona, I'm worried about the water down there. Maybe I won't even live that long, but the bottom line is they don't have enough water, and I think that unless something dramatic happens, you guys can be drinking out of cups for a long time. You know what I'm trying to say? There was, put it this way, Kingsley, I wish you the best of luck down there, but I need you to move to California where you can be cool.
You know what? In the future, that might be a possible scenario to move down to California. But with all the stuff going on now, I don't know. You guys out there are too expensive.
Oh, man, but you'll have money, my brother. You'll be rolling in the dough. Come on, you'll be like having armored cars full of money.
Amen, amen. Coming soon.
Now, speaking of money, did you turn down a deal with the NFL? I mean, you were with the NFL. What team were you with?
Oh, I played with the Cardinals. I tried out with them. I did not turn down a deal with them. And then I also played for Stampeders Calgary in Canada as well.
Is that Canadian football? Are they deep into that up there? Are the Canadians into that or what?
Yeah, Canadian football is great. It's amazing. But for me, they gave me off. What I turned down, it just was not enough to survive and run a family here in the U.S. and, you know, and live out there as well. Their offers are there. I don't know how the tough guys there, but what they're offering is like, you could make that much bartending here in the U.S.
Ooh, you can make that much bartending. That was pretty cold. You're married. You live in Arizona. What's life like for you? I mean, are you full-time boxing? Talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Blessed. Not married yet. Engaged. Soon to be married. That's in the future. But, down here in Arizona, it's a blessing. Definitely can't complain. Boxing, I would say, I mean, full-time. It's all the time. Boxing, it's the future. I definitely, I'd say, full-time. But I also own an insurance agency that I, you know, manage as well. That's my bread and butter.
Wait. So you're like the Yogi Bear of the heavyweight division. You're smarter than the average bear. I mean, obviously, you're running an accounting business. Is that what you said?
An insurance agency.
Insurance agency.
I would say I'm smarter than anybody. I think I'm the dumbest person out here.
No. No, here's what's up. I think I threw a cultural curveball at you because back in the day, we had this cartoon figure here in the United States called Yogi Bear, and everybody said he was smarter than the average bear. So that's why I was trying to tie that in. I apologize for that. Kingsley Obey is our guest, 14-2. When are you fighting again? Do you know?
As of right now, the date that they've put out there, obviously nothing is official until you have a contract, but we're looking at January 10th. Or it just depends if they decide to put me on the December 21st card, we'll be ready as well.
Okay, so you recently drilled Jack May. Jack May was from Santa Clara, California. You drilled him. He was unbeaten, 10-0 with 9 knockouts. I mean, people didn't think you were going to win that fight. You went in and you knocked him out. Talk to me about that. Pressure going in or what?
Oh, I've learned, you know, to keep all the pressure away until we got into the ring. But, yeah, going into that fight, honestly, there was no pressure on my end because we prepared, we're trained. I was expecting him to be passing Fury that night. I expected everything and more. Unfortunately, it didn't go as long as I wanted it to go, but I'm thankful either way. But,
Wait. You know, yeah, you're moaning about a first-round knockout win? Is that what you did? You're the first guy I've ever heard in boxing. Are you moaning about a first-round knockout win, King?
Yeah, I mean, I was ready for some blood. You know, I'm boxing because I love it. I love to get hit. I enjoy it. You know, I feel like I didn't get what I want out of that fight. I wanted to, you know, take some blood, I wanted to get hit. I wanted to be a toe-to-toe battle. I wanted to come out of that fight saying, hey, I conquered this guy, gave it, you know. But it was just kind of, I don't want to say laid down, but, you know, we worked hard. So I definitely.
Wait. You mentioned lay down. Wait. How can you mention lay down? The guy was 10-0 with 9 knockouts. He laid down. You trying to say that you clipped him and he laid down?
No, I'm just saying that it was like I was expecting more, you know, out of it. I was expecting to go. I was ready to run him in the 10th, you know, 10th round and go all the way. But, you know, it was there, and we took the shot. But I just personally feel like, you know, you worked so hard all this month, you're ready to go to battle. And then you get in there, and it's over in the first 52 seconds. I was a little disappointed because I wanted to get hit.
You know what? You could take that disappointment and stick it in your hat. I'm telling you like this, man. You got to take the knockouts when they come because the at the end of the day, I mean, the bottom line is you want to get in and out with, and you want to talk about being a warrior in this and that, but the bottom line is you want to get in and out with as minimal amount of punishment that you can. I mean, nobody wants to stand in front of anybody and take any shots, and that's not healthy to do. But the bottom line is you got a good record. Of course, talk to me about the Jared Anderson fight. Were you a little green there, 6-0?
Yeah, the Jared Anderson fight, you know, me personally, it was the best thing that could have happened to my career. Some people were like, oh, no, it's not a good thing. A lot of things happened, you know, before the fight that you can complain about and whine about. But I learned the most I ever did out of boxing in that fight. Looking forward to a rematch in the future. We've been asking for one. I hope to get that. But that fight, you know, taught me a lot of things with boxing, the preparation, the mindset. That fight, I lost that fight before I even walked into the ring.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. Right now, he's in the nut house. He's like a nutcase. I mean, the guy doesn't know where he's at. He was talking about retiring before his last fight. He got beaten in his last fight. What about the guy that beat him, Martin Bacoli? Is he the uncrowned heavyweight champion?
Martin Bacoli is a machine. He's a beast. He's a machine. I definitely, you know, he's a tough guy. You know, you can't go any harder than that. I've seen.
Well, Kingsley, I'm going to go back to the question. Listen to the question. Is he the uncrowned heavyweight champion? He's knocked out Oleg Usyk in the gym with a body shot. Usyk's been out of the game for a week. He couldn't train for a week. And, of course, he beats Jared Anderson's butt pretty good. And Jared Anderson was considered a top American prospect at that point in time. So tell me, yes or no?
I would say no, because I'm here. But he is a tough fighter, obviously. I mean, he's not the uncrowned. He's a heavyweight champion. He's a machine, but I'm the uncrowned heavyweight champion.
Okay. That's what I should expect. That's what I was expecting from you when I said, is Martin Bacoli the uncrowned champion? I thought you were going to shoot right back there, Kingsley, and use the opportunity to say, no, man, Pedro, I am the uncrowned heavyweight champion of the world. You're talking to him on the phone from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, that was the nicest way to say it, but you know, now he's to talk about because he just beat Jared Anderson and he's knocked out Usyk in sparring and Anthony Joshua. So yeah, they're definitely talking about him, but we are the unknown yet.
Hey, so what's up with Joshua? Is it his chin? His chin just doesn't work. What's the story with Anthony Joshua? Why has he failed to? Why does he have the? What does he have? Is he got a bad chin? Yes or no?
I wouldn't say he has a bad chin. No, he just, the last fight, I watched it, I even went back a couple of times. The last fight he lost to Dynamite Dubois, I just think he got too comfortable. He got, you know, his confidence was too there, too cocky. And that shot, he was not expecting it. And, yeah, but AJ is still AJ in my book. You know, he's still a world champion. You can't take that away from him.
Man.
But time goes on by, people get comfortable, and I think that's what's going on with him.
We're not high on AJ around here anymore. We're just not. We were at one point in time, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I really thought he had a lot of potential. He could box, he could move, he could punch. I mean, I thought he had all the tools. But the bottom line is there's something missing as far as him being a complete fighter, just in my mind. Now, let's talk about Ike Bayabuchi. Are you related to him?
Yes, I've been told by obviously family members, our cousins, we are related. He's a big punch. I didn't even know much about him until I started boxing, and they're like, "Oh, you're following Ike's footsteps." And I go like, "Yeah, our family cousin," and I'm like, "Okay, Ike," and then obviously got to know more about him and his story and everything. But yeah.
Well, he was 20-0 as a heavyweight. I televised his greatest fight, probably one of the greatest fights in heavyweight history. Him and David Tua going 12 rounds in Sacramento, California. I did that for HBO International. I televised it to the entire world. Larry Merchant said, "We just televised one of the greatest fights of all time." I said, yeah, Larry, and you televised it to the few people in the United States. I went all around the world with it. It was an incredible experience. Of course, Ike Bayabuchi winning that night. And then Bayabuchi had a couple fights afterwards, and he had his issues with a hooker in Las Vegas. But I got to tell you, when I was around him, he was erratic. And when I say erratic, I mean I'm a former policeman. He was nutty. I mean, I'm not trying to dog him or anything like that, but he was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in this sport, you have to be.
Kingsley, he was insane. There's a difference. Now, I'm not talking about being crazy to box. He was insane. You weren't around the dude. He was insane.
Oh yeah, I heard he loves getting hit. He's just a different person all the way around.
No, he was insane.
Definitely.
All right. So anyway, what's up next? 14 fights, 12 knockouts. Obviously, you can punch. How long have you boxed? I mean, when do you start boxing? As far as amateur is concerned, did you have any amateur fights?
Oh no, actually, I had one amateur fight here in Arizona. It was against, I forgot the guy's name.
Mike Sapaya?
He was a national champion. I think Blake.
Okay.
That's his name. He was a national champion. Obviously started boxing late after football for me. I think I started boxing at the age of 27, 28. And I only had one amateur bout, and he was a national champion. And after that, we decided to go pro.
Okay. What's next on the agenda? What's next on your you talk about November, December, maybe?
Yeah, December, November, honestly, I mean, if the phone rings tomorrow, if it's right, we will definitely take it. I've taken fights with 1 week notice for top rank in ESPN. If the phone rings, we live ready, stay ready. So
okay, all right. Now, real quick, who's going to win, Usyk or Fury?
Great question. You know, I personally think Usyk will win again, but if Fury comes prepared and better, he will win.
Okay. All right. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Is that a fight, or who's going to win that?
If I'll put my money, I'll put my money on Tyson.
Okay.
But again, you know, he's older, but he still has that power. It only takes, you know, it's one punch in the right place.
He's Mike Tyson. The other guy's Jake. One guy's Mike Tyson. The other guy's Jake Paul. Big difference. Anyway, Kingsley Abe, I wish you the very best of luck, young man. 14-2, of course, 12 KOs. I wish you the very best of luck. You got a good guy with you down there, Mike Sapaya. Say hello to him for me. Say hello to your lovely wife, and we hope to talk to you real soon again. Good luck, my brother.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Is anything in regards to who Tim Zhu is, and probably, if anything, show the warrior that lives inside him that he's never going to back down from anyone. And whenever Tim Zhu fights, I'd say he'll always show up. So from us, we're still super proud, and I know all the texts I got from Australia are right behind Tim, and you know, it's just one of those nights, and I'll let you fire away a few questions to Timmy if you want.
Did that first head clash unnerve you at all when you obviously thought you may have reopened that to lose?
Can't recall.
Yeah, Timmy, just on that, did it felt like when you got buzzed early that you kind of maybe lost your feet a little bit and just had to fight on instinct after that point?
Can't recall.
Mm.
Yeah. Honestly,
can't recall. Kevin Garcia with Fight Hype. Yeah. Here's my question. Just explain whatever you're thinking about right now after that. You know, obviously, I don't want to ask you how do you feel, because we know it's a tough loss for you, but just what's going through your mind?
Just happened. Like, what did I get hit with? And I couldn't regroup, and I don't know, man. Just doesn't go your way, and you just have to bounce back, you know. Like, I was positive after the Fondora, but I got to find more answers with this one. You know, like, this didn't go according to script. It was a little bit different. I felt unbelievable, I'll be honest with you. Got unbelievable. I had a great prep. So he got me, man. And it was a better man on this night, man. We live and we learn.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thanks, Timmy.
That was Tim Zhu, former WBO champion. At one point in time, was the best junior middleweight in the world. Of course, statistically the best junior middleweight in the world. Of course, the guy that could draw the tickets down there in Australia, he could fill a stadium without a doubt now. 24-2, 17 KOs, got dropped in three rounds. I mean, he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. And the guys that fought him, of course, we're going to call him King Bakram from now on. Of course, he's 23-0 now, 17 KOs. I think he comes with us from the former Soviet Union. Bottom line is, he is the IBF junior middleweight champion. Props to him. It was a bit of an upset in the minds of some people because it was 7-1, and Zhu was a 7-1 favorite. Bottom line is, Zhu probably shouldn't have been in that fight. Zhu should have been fighting Fedora in the rematch. Of course, he and Sebastian Fedora fought, I think, in March. And, of course, the fight was marred by a foul in the second round, an unintentional foul when Fedora sort of elbowed Tim Zhu on the top of the head and he cut him open. But the bottom line is, Tim Zhu was bleeding like a pig, like a stuck pig, okay? I mean, he was really bleeding. In fact, I'm talking like bleeding like WWE. Back in the days when WCW had the guys bleeding all over the place, of course, blading each other to talk about professional wrestling. I mean, it was really, really bad. Something like the Sheik or something. One of the worst blood jobs I ever saw in my life. I'm saying to myself, if they're ever going to stop a fight on cuts, this is a fight they got to stop, right? And they didn't stop it. Bottom line is, Tim Zhu, of course, went on to lose a 12-round decision, but they could have stopped it after the second round when the foul took place, the third round, the fourth round, or the fifth round, and when they could have walked away with a technical draw or a technical win. One way, the bottom line is, they wouldn't have lost their title, they wouldn't have lost their O, and they wouldn't have lost their million-dollar status. And, of course, they're on the outside looking in. I'm talking about Tim Zhu, of course, the son of Kasia Zhu, the former world junior welterweight champion, originally out of Russia. Now, but he did his fighting out of Australia. All right, but the kid, how can I put it? He just didn't have it. I mean, talk about a guy that just didn't look like. I mean, he wasn't prepared for anything. The left hook kept hitting him, and guess what? He kept taking it, and finally the fight was over in three rounds. Probably the big upset of the year, 7-1, no doubt about that. The time was 155. Tim Zhu needs to think about another job. I mean, just telling him, two losses like that, the second loss being so brutal as it was a brutal knockout. I mean, the corner threw in the towel. I mean, his father had to be freaking out. I mean, his father was watching this go down. His father wasn't part of his career. Of course, Kasia, I mentioned him earlier, former world junior welterweight champion, lost to Ricky Hatton. I never understood that because I always thought I could beat Ricky Hatton. No disrespect to the UK or anything like that, okay? But I thought I could have kicked Ricky Hatton's ass all over at 140? I didn't think it would be close. I mean, but he beat Kasia Zhu. I was like, whoa, you know. Anyway, bottom line is, Ricky Hatton underrated in the minds of some, overrated in the minds of others. Bottom line is, I thought I could have beat him. No doubt about that. So Tim Tszyu, we wonder what's going to happen to him as far as the future is concerned. But guess what? The guy that licked him, King Bakram, 23-0, 17 KOs, the ugliest junior middleweight champ on the planet. But guess what? He might be the best junior middleweight fighter on the planet as well. And of course, and I mentioned a little bit earlier that Regis Progress and Josh Taylor, I'll get to that in just a minute. But the bottom line is Dana White's doing his thing over, of course, in Dubai. And I've been to Dubai. It's the most horrible place I've ever been to in my entire life. I've been to 34 countries. Dubai was the worst, without a doubt. It's not because everybody smelled like B.O. And that had nothing to do with it. It's just that it had nothing to do with the fact there was nothing but hookers there. It had nothing to do with the fact that the only time you saw anybody that wasn't a hooker was when they were a hotel employee and they were Filipino. It was Filipino hotel employees, Russian and Colombian hookers, and women wearing burkas. That's what Dubai was all about. Anyway, I didn't dig it, of course. And then the promoter burned me out of $12,000. I went to the airport with my check to get out of there. My airline ticket bounced. I said, oh, God, if my airline ticket bounced, hey, Daniel, if my airline ticket bounced, you know that $12,000 check I had in my pocket? That probably was going to bounce too, right? Right. I got back. It bounced all the way back to Dubai a couple of times. Anyway, Harold Smith, may you not rest in peace. I take that back. You know, Harold took me around the world. He burned me in the end. He burned everybody else. Of course, he embezzled better than a couple hundred million dollars from the Wells Fargo Bank and went to jail for it. Of course, that's when he was promoting Muhammad Ali and other boxers, Muhammad Ali professional sports. But the bottom line, maps. But the bottom line is, you know, Harold took me to China. He made me Ali's bitch for a couple of tours. I mean, all that kind of good stuff. And he paid me to do it. So all in all, Harold burned me in the end, but I had some good runs with him without a doubt. Now, back to tonight's schedule. Of course, Jack Catterall and Regis Progress. Progress, of course, failing miserably last December here in the City by the Gay. Of course, talking about San Francisco when he took on Devin Haney. Devin Haney being the native son, even though he likes to say he's from Oakland. He's from San Francisco. Anyway, Devin Haney, of course, the guy that got his ass kicked by Ryan Garcia, and then they said, you know, Ryan might have had something in the system, he might not have had something in the system, but we don't know, but we're going to take the win off the board, we're going to call it a no contest. We're going to make like it never, ever happened. I mean, you can't do that. You can't put toothpaste back in the tube. I've never seen it done. Have you? I've never seen it done. You can't erase the fact that Ryan Garcia whooped his butt from pillar to post. I mean, and that was the seventh round. He was down four times. Referee Harvey Dock said, I mean, that's what he was doing. He was stuttering, hammering, all that kind of good stuff, because I think that he really wanted Devin Haney to win. Let me tell you, I think Harvey Dock, a lot of officials, when they're expecting something to go one way and it goes opposite the other way dramatically, they can't fathom it because they just can't. They can't picture it in their mind. Anyway, there's no way this is happening. And that's why you see these atrocious scores by some of these judges sitting ringside, is they can't believe their own eyes. I kid you not. So Catterall and Progress, of course, Catterall having some issues as far as his weight's concerned, but at one point in time, I thought he was a good fighter. I think that Regis Progress and Jack Catterall's an even fight. Junior Welterweight is going on the zone. Of course, I think that's coming to us from from Europe. ESPN Plus on the 30th, of course, of October, Juan Carlos Camacho versus Heisen Mama. They're fighting a flyweight. Listen, I don't watch flyweights. I don't watch junior welterweights. I don't watch junior flyweights. I don't want to watch midgets. I don't want to say midgets. I don't want to watch jockeys with gloves on. I mean, they just don't. They can't. They don't generate much excitement. They just don't. In fact, a lady had just, I think she retired this week, was at CNS, of Estrada. She's going to become a DAZN full-time broadcaster, but she was a 105-pound champion, I think, of the WBA. She was the most skilled fighter, pound for pound, in the world of women's boxing, including Amanda Serrano, all those other chicks. She was the best. She was the GOAT, the greatest woman. I mean, she was really, really good, but she couldn't fight anybody at 105 pounds, and she was wearing 8-ounce gloves. I mean, the combination of that made her punchless. I mean, even though she did score a couple of knockouts, the bottom line is I think it's a smooth move because I evidently she's sleeping with that Chris Maddox guy at DAZN, and DAZN's, you know, come on, man, might as well sign the contract while you can. I mean, you might not be a boyfriend or girlfriend in a year from now. Get the contract done right now. You can always go back to boxing if you want to. Believe me, I don't think you want to. You're a good-looking girl. Now, back to Dana White, of course, doing this thing across the pond, of course, in Dubai, of course. You know, a couple of weeks ago, he drew 15,000 people or almost 20,000 people in Salt Lake City. He's drawn 15,000 people in Vegas. Of course, he outdrew Canelo Alvarez when they went toe-to-toe back and forth. Of course, Terrence Crawford, the former world junior welterweight champion, lightweight champion, I think, and now the junior middleweight champion, at least of one division, at least one sanctioning body. Anyway, bottom line is he went to the fight at the Spear. That was the UFC card put on by Dana White. They drew 17,000 people. It was a $27 million gate for them. Of course, Canelo Alvarez across town only did a $22 million gate. So guess what? Dana White's kicking boxing's best guy, Bexing best draw, pound for pound, that's what they say Canelo is. Boxing's best draw, bottom line is, and Dana White's kicking his ass with a lot of, you know, I mean, not a real whole lot of big names, anything like that, but he's kicking his ass. So what I'm trying to tell you is I despise Dana White. I don't like Dana White. I think he's a pimp. And, of course, I told you before when I was a cop in San Francisco, I worked with a lot of pimps. I didn't work with a lot of pimps. I worked around a lot of pimps, okay? And pimps couldn't get away with giving the money that to their hosts, to their women, to their employees, call them what you want. But the bottom line is they couldn't give that amount, that percentage of the take to their hookers. In other words, if you had a hooker to make $100, you tell you, give me 90. You're going to keep $10. I mean, that's the way it is with ESPN. I mean, ESPN, UFC. The guys are fighting for less than 10% of the take, and that's just not cool. Of course, Dana's got his own thing going on. They're making lots of money. I won't say he's a billionaire, but Dana's getting close there, without a doubt. Dana's got to be worth about $300 or $400 million, without a doubt. Of course, his share of the UFC was 10%, and at one point in time, they wanted to sell it real cheap, and he said no, and they made him hold. He told them to hold on to it. Bottom line is, I think they got $4.5 billion when they sold it, and he got 10% of that. So more power to Dana White. He's just the most despicable guy on the planet. I just don't like him. Anyway, this main event, of course, with this UFC event over there in Dubai, is going to be Ike Topuria, the champion at 145 pounds, taking on the ex-champion Max Holloway. Now, listen, me and Daniel were talking about this a little bit earlier, but if ever there was a guy that's a candidate for CTE, it's Max Holloway. I mean, without a doubt. I mean, this guy just fights with his face. He's taken so many beatings, and you can't I try to tell people that these residual beatings, people say, oh, you know, he came back fine in his next fight. No, they leave scars. They leave damage, especially these beatings when you're on the ground. And listen, this ground and pound thing, that's, of course, that's what I'm against in the world of MMA. In other words, I'll go along with anything else you want to do. You can choke a guy. Of course, I got problems with that. But the bottom is, you can choke a guy, do whatever you want. But I don't think the ground and pound should work because it incites. It's just pure brain damage. It's not, or damage physically if you hit him in the body. I mean, when a guy's on the ground or on the canvas or on the octagon floor, whatever the hell you want to call it, the bottom line is there's no place for his head to go. No place for, you're hitting him in the head. His head can't bounce back. If he was standing up with boxing gloves on, he was standing up with UFC gloves on, his head would bounce back. Like, right, boom, 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 his neck would be a shock absorber. There's no shock absorber on the ground except his head or his skull. So that's why I'm down on that. And, of course, guys are, you know, Chuck Liddell. I mean, you don't see any of these poster boys coming back for the UFC. How come, Dana White? How come you don't see Chuck Liddell doing all kinds of interviews? How come Chuck Liddell, at one point in time, the face of the UFC, the former light heavyweight champion out of Southern California, of course, why isn't he ever featured in these UFC events? Why? Because he doesn't talk that well. Of course, sort of like James Toney in boxing. Somebody told me James Toney was doing a boxing clinic in my native South San Francisco, California, at the Physique Magnifique Gym in the last week and a half. Well, I think it was last week anyway. James Toney, great fighter, pound for pound, one of the best fighters in the history of boxing, without a doubt. Of course, won the title back in 1991 when he knocked out Michael Nunn. That was in Davenport, Iowa. I think he was a 5 or 6 to 1 underdog. Of course, Nunn, second to none at that point in time, was undefeated. Of course, Michael Nunn and Ray Leonard never had the fight that I envisioned because, you know, when Michael Nunn knocked out Sam Mukalambe one night, and Ray Leonard and I were at a party afterwards at this disco. And I said, you know, Ray, I said, you came off like a big P-U-S-S-Y tonight on television, like you were scared of Michael Nunn. This and that. I said, man, go over there and give Michael Nunn a taste of your mind. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, Ray had a couple of drinks. So Ray went over there, bang, almost shoved him. I mean, you know, flinched up on Michael Nunn. Mike wasn't going for it. You know, Mike said, yeah. But the bottom line is Ray Leonard went over there and scored, of course. And then he would lose to Tony. And from that point forward, I know James never got the rematch. They never did a rematch with Michael Nunn. Michael Nunn moved up to 175, and he won a title. And, of course, he went to jail. He went to jail for selling a small amount of cocaine. Supposedly they hooked him up on some type of a RICO charge or something like that. So, anyway, he spent like 7 or 8 years in the pen, I kid you not. Then he gets out, and, you know, he's doing okay, but he's broke. He hasn't got any money. And, of course, the guy that guided him to the top, I'm talking about the late, great Dan Goosen, he's passed away as well. Of course, I think Dan would have reached out to Michael Nunn and tried to help him out. But the bottom line is Michael Nunn's broke. A lot of fighters are broke. Guess who's broke? And I'm not sorry about this one. Michael Moore, the former light heavyweight and heavyweight champion of the world, he is bored. He's a guy that, of course, was a bomb maker. He used to make bombs in Emmanuel Stewart's house. Like, he did. Let's go to a break. He used to make bombs in Emmanuel Stewart's house. You got to pay attention a little bit more. He used to make bombs in Emmanuel Stewart's house, of course. And then he set off that bomb outside, almost blew the fence off the foundation. I kid you not. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to check out the Twitch page, of course, the twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. We go live every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, of course, live for Saturday for an hour, live Sunday for 2 hours. Frank's 1961 talking about referee Joe O'Neill. Joe O'Neill was a character. He sort of looked like Curly Joe, and he was like the last version of Curly in the Three Stooges, like in the 1960s. I kid you not. Anyway, the guy was a good guy to be around, but he was a nomad. He would him and Rock and Randy Newman. Those were two guys from the East Coast, two referees you didn't want to mess around with. Joe O'Neill, of course, he basically told Roger Mayweather one day to go to hell in the ring. I kid you not. Now, the Camacho story. Somebody said they want to hear another Camacho story. It was 1992. Julio Cesar Chavez is about to destroy Hector Camacho. Not destroy him, but he's going to beat Camacho up pretty good in a 12-round fight. Of course, he lost a 12-round decision. I'm talking about the Macho Man. So the Harlem Hector, call him what you want. So we are sitting by a pool waiting for a press conference at the Las Vegas Hilton, I believe. And Don King Productions is out there. And Don's not there, but everybody else is, as far as his PR team and this kind of stuff. And they're waiting on Hector Camacho. We have a press conference out by the pool. So at the same time, we're all kicking out by the pool. Like, Camacho's about 25 or 30 minutes late, like almost a half hour. And I'm looking at my watch. What's going on? Anyway, they got this little old lady in a wheelchair. And she's sitting right next to the swimming pool. She's in a wheelchair positioned right next to the water, okay, in a wheelchair. And I kid you not. So Camacho comes out of the swinging, hey, it's macho time, head check. Anyway, doing all that kind of crazy stuff, right? And he walks over next to the person in the wheelchair, and he pushes the wheelchair into the pool. I kid you not. So the pool, the wheelchair, and the old lady in it sink to the bottom of the pool. I'm freaking out, saying to myself, oh, my God, do I jump in to try to help her or what? Anyway, Hector says, it's a big joke. The guy comes up, turns out to be, it was a guy, not a girl, and he was an Olympic swimmer from UNLV. But the bottom line was a big gag, and he pulled the gag on the press. That was the great macho man, Hector Camacho. May everybody have a great day. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, on same time, same channel. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Daniel Ogden is the Saturday executive producer. Thank you, Daniel. Peace, love, and a ton of respect to everybody.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. On the court, yesterday, NBA regular season action continued. The Raptors beat the 76ers 115-107. The Nets lost to the Magic 116-101. The Knicks beat the Pacers 123-98. The Hawks beat the Hornets 125-120. Cavaliers beat the Pistons 113-101. Rockets beat the Grizzlies 128-108. Bucks lose to the Bulls 133-122. The Warriors won against the Jazz 127-86. Pelicans beat the Trailblazers 105-103. And the Lakers beat the Suns 123-116. On the ice yesterday, the Golden Knights beat the Senators 6-4. The Islanders beat the Devils in overtime 4-3. The Predators beat the Blackhawks 3-2. And the Oilers beat the Penguins 4-0. In college football, Boise State number 17 beat UNLV 29-24. We will see how the AP poll rankings look after a college football Saturday. Currently, that top 10, Oregon number 1, 7-0, Georgia number 2, Penn State number 3, Ohio State number 4, Texas number 5, Miami number 6, Tennessee is at 7, LSU at number 8, Clemson at 9, and Iowa State in the 10th spot. Week 8, NFL Sunday will kick off. The Chiefs are the only team that is undefeated in the league after the Vikings lost to the Lions. The Chiefs will face off against the Raiders, and the Lions will play the Titans. And it's just a week Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will finally get a win. They play the Patriots. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
October is ending, but I want to keep the fall fun going. So I shopped Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I saved 30% on top active brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. Then I got my kids some boots for under $22, scored 50% off Food Network baking must-haves, and earned Kohl's cash. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Flex Styles. Offers end October 27th. Coupons do not apply to Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's week 8 in the NFL, and we're 5-1-1 in our plays of the week, and that is courtesy of our most recent win, with the Steelers scoring the last 31 points of the contest against the visiting New York Jets on Sunday night. And incredibly, the Jets were road favorites in that game. This weekend, two games grab our attention. One is the Eagles versus the Bengals in the Queen City. Both teams have won 3 of their last 4. Ironically, both have played the Giants and Browns in their last 2 games. Since the overall has played the tougher schedule to date, and despite the poor record, are nearly field goal favorites at home, drawing fewer wagers. Something up is there, so I'll pass on that game. So instead, let's go to Houston, where the Colts travel to Southeast Texas in this AFC South matchup. I don't think there's any question which team is the better team. Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson has the worst passer rating in the NFL. Worse than the Titans' Will Levis, say the stats, and that's bad. Although Richardson has the wheels that Levis doesn't, and he had more rushing attempts last week versus the Dolphins than completed pass attempts. But he stays in, and the more capable Joe Flacco sits. But it shouldn't matter. The players over the last 10 seasons have changed, and so have the coaches. But every contest between these two teams in that time period have been close. Indianapolis is 5-4-1 over that span versus Houston, with the four losses coming by a combined 10 points, including a 29-27 Texans win back on September 8th. The line opened at 6, but has been bet down to 4.5 or 5, and 5 is usually a signal to take the favorite. But I'm still taking Indy plus the 5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I've been kicking ass since 1984. That's 40 years of knocking out all bumps. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing artist. So allegedly, supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You know a little bit more. You're buying the pay-per-views. Or, wink, wink, you're stealing the pay-per-views, because nobody I know is buying the pay-per-views. Bottom line is, you got something to say. We have open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the upset last night. A guy by the name of Bakram. We're just going to call him Bakram because his last name is like murderous. You want me to act? You murder, that's it. Bottom line is, Bakram kicked the snot out of Tim Tszyu. Tim Tszyu was a 7-1 favorite. Of course, he's son of Kostya Tszyu, the former world junior middleweight, junior welterweight great. But at one point in time, Tim Tszyu was thought to be a good fighter. Of course, in March, he took on Sebastian Fedora, that 6'5" freak. And this is what happened. He got played. I mean, he got played big time. Let me tell you how he got played. Tim Tszyu's going to fight some guy, I can't remember his name, but he's a small little guy, okay? Small little guy, no, not Keith Thurman, not a big threat, small guy. Bottom line is, not going to be a threat. So 2 weeks before the fight, Keith Thurman pulls out, and they put in a 6'5" substitute, the former champion Sebastian Fedora. You don't go from fighting a guy that's 5'7", 5'8", to a guy that's fighting a guy that's 6'5", okay? So anyway, Kostya Tszyu, kid, engages Sebastian Fedora in March, and in the second round, he gets elbowed by the big lanky dude, and he gets a cut on top of his head, and it's a cut that you can't stop. No cut man's going to stop that. You have to stitch it up medically. It cannot be stopped by any anticoagulants, any medicines, nothing. Bottom line is, Tim Tszyu was in trouble. This was in the second round. His corner had the chance to stop the fight all the way up until the fifth round without the fight even becoming official. But they never did it. They never did it. So anyway, he goes on for like the rest of the fight, 12 rounds, bleeds like a fish, looks like the Sheik in a wrestling match, but the bottom line is he loses a zero, he becomes no longer a million-dollar prodigy, and of course, now he lost the second fight in a row, all because of that bad corner back in March. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time today with Kenny Rainford coming to us from the UK. We'll spend some time with Keith Cologne Rodriguez, a featherweight prospect coming to us out of New Jersey, and of course, we'll spend some time with Thomas Dillamou, Sir Tommy D. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Muhammad Ali, thanks a lot. I
have one more poem about your show. Two seconds.
All right.
I asked how much money was I getting, you know, for taking up all my time. You know, I used to get a little paid for this. And they said, your budget's kind of lower and you don't pay too much. So I wrote a poem and I'm going to close with this. I love your show and I like your style, but your pay is so cheap, I won't be back for a while.
The one, the only, Muhammad Ali. We go from the greatest in the United States, of course, to the greatest over there across in the UK. Sir Kenneth Rainford, how the heck are you, sir? Wonderful. Let's try that one more time. How are you, Kenny?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We can't improve that at all? We're going to call you back, Kenny. We're going to call you back. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. He's not coming through as clear as we want him. And God knows when he's coming to us from the UK, we do want him to sound clear. We want him to sound like he's been drinking. But this, listen to it. I would have to be drinking. I can't say this guy's name sober or drunk. I don't drink either. Murtazaleev. I'm just stumped by it. So anyway, bottom line is, we'll just call him Bakron from now on, but he licked Tim Zhu last night. He licked him like a stamp. I mean, that was one of the biggest beatdowns in a long time. And, of course, a 7-1 favorite was Tim Zhu. And, of course, Tim Zhu, being the former son of Kashi Zhu, the former world junior welterweight champ, who at one point in time was considered a pound-for-pound great. Of course, then he ran into, of all people, Ricky Hatton. How the hell did he look? I always thought I could have beat Ricky Hatton in the Golden Gloves we were fighting back in the day. I mean, Ricky Hatton was really one-dimensional, all this kind of good stuff. Are we ready to go with the U.K.? Let's go back to the UK. Sir Kenneth Rainford, how the heck are you?
I'm doing good. I'm speaking to yourself.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. How's your little girl and how's the wife?
Well, they're all growing, and the little girl's now 8, and she's starting riding horses as well.
Okay, good enough. What's new in the UK as far as boxing is concerned? What's up with Tyson Fury? Is he fat? Is he slim? What's going on with him?
He's slim. He's training. Again, the danger is, come rematch time, is he going to overtrain? Is he leaving something in the gym? I was watching some footage of Chris Eubank making weight for the weekend the other week, and what he's doing to his body to make weight, it's just going to all catch up with him real in one night. You know, you just can't keep going to the well like that.
I remember Dr. Robert Carnes was with the Athletic Commission down there in California. He worked with James Toney one point in time. Now, this sounds a little bit gross, but they were doing enemas, but he put like a vacuum inside of James Toney from behind and drew stuff out. I mean, that was for the Roy Jones fight. I mean, that's how desperate they were to make weight. So guys do all kinds of crazy stuff to make weight. Now, what I want to bring up the fact is, you know, Kenny, if you and I were as big as Tyson Fury, do you think we'd ever have a problem with Oleg Usyk?
Not at all. I just don't know how he had a problem with him in the first place. And everything was going great for 5-6 rounds. And then he walked into a punch that I didn't really sat ringside, think was that great a punch that rocked him and just changed the fight round, you know?
But that sort of brings into question whether the fact that Tyson Fury has gotten soft. In other words, maybe he can't absorb a shot anymore.
Ask yourself the question, Pedro. Who are the fighters who have dropped him? And who are the fighters that have hurt him outside of Wilder? Cruiserweights, Brian Cunningham for one.
Okay. Now, as far as Oleg Usyk's concerned, of course, he was stopped in sparring by Martin Bacoli. Is Martin Bacoli as good as I want him to be?
For today, possibly. For what's around today, possibly. But, is that actual fact that he dropped him?
Well, you know, he dropped him, and they stopped training for a week. This was a while back. They stopped training for a week. In fact, there was a YouTube clip of it on YouTube where Oleg Usyk was writhing on the ground. But the bottom line is, you know, he doesn't take it well to the body. Somebody else hit him to the body in a fight, and I think they called it a low blow. I can't remember what fight that was, but the bottom line is he's been the beneficiary of some positive officiating on his part as far as that body shot was concerned.
Oh yeah, but the body shot was a bona fide body shot. There was nothing wrong with it, you know. And for him to react the way he did, it just clearly stated that he can't take a body shot. The problem is Tyson Fury is not a great body puncher. He's a straight arm fighter. The straight jab, the straight right hand.
But if I was 6'8" or 6'9", no guy that small would ever be. I couldn't imagine. I'd be 50 years old and kicking his ass. I just couldn't imagine it. Am I in a dream world, or is that? I mean, come on, man. The guy's that small. If he's that small and he's in front of you, this and that, and you're an almost 300-pound guy and you're 6'9", and you can jab, and you can throw right hands, there's no way that guy should ever touch you.
Yeah, I'm interested to know exactly how tall Usyk is, whether they're playing games with his shoes like Mike Tyson used to do, because Tyson Fury is definitely 6'9". And when I stood next to Usyk, he's got to be 6'3", 6'4", but I don't remember him being that big when he was a cruiserweight. I don't know if they're putting elevators in his shoes or what they're doing, but he seems to have grown in height somehow.
Okay, you've been over to Saudi Arabia. Besides everybody needing right guard over there, deodorant, what did you take away from that? What was your experience in Saudi Arabia, boxing in Saudi Arabia? What did Kenny Rainford think?
From the boxing side of things, they were putting the red carpet out like you wouldn't believe to anyone and everyone. They were making everyone feel very, you know.
Was it like the old days here in the States, hookers and drugs?
Oh no, none of that. None of that. Oh, no drugs. No booze and no hookers. No nothing.
Oh unless man, that place was boring. You know that couldn't be the Saudi Arabia I went to, because when I went to Saudi Arabia and Dubai, there was more chicks than there was dudes, and they were all hookers.
Yeah, yeah. Dubai is different, though. Dubai is what they call wet. You can buy alcohol there. In Saudi Arabia, it's completely dry. You can't buy nothing. The only drink you can have is in the American and English embassies.
Well, they ought to let those guys drink a little bit, because they're a little uptight. And there's no, I'm going to talk about as far as Arab guys and women. Of course, women still can't.
really be women. They're not human beings per se. I don't think so in the Middle East, but that's a subject for another day. But anyway, the fact that they're controlling boxing now, and boxing's sort of been taken away from Las Vegas and the Madison Square Garden to a lesser extent, and maybe Atlantic City, that's been gone for a while. The UK seems to be going up against Saudi Arabia okay. I mean, they're the only country that seems to be able to compete with them.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is Spencer Brown, who's Tyson Fury's manager and agent, he's the one who brought the Saudis to the table. You know, he's done it single-handedly, and now Eddie Hearn and Frank Warren want to get in on the bandwagon. But it was Spencer who orchestrated the whole thing, went over there, negotiated with them, told them what he could do, what he could provide, and hell, it's just made Spencer into one of the biggest names in boxing. But you know, Turki Alasheikh seems to be loyal to Spencer, and you know, he seems to go along with whatever he wants. But the one thing the Saudis are doing, they're putting together matches that no one else could do, you know, could put on at the minute, because the dollars just aren't there. And Eddie Hearn, the way he's going, he'd be only in business for another year.
I'm glad you brought up Eddie Hearn. He's the only man I know. He's the billion-dollar man, and because he's lost $1 billion. How the hell can you lose $1 billion and be in business?
It'll come back and bite him in the backside, believe me. 2025, I think, will be sayonara to Eddie Hearn. I don't think he'd be around after 2025. Every conceivable world champion he's touched or had anything to do with has been beaten.
You know, not only have they been beaten, they went up against, didn't they go do a promoter thing for a competition against Frank Warren and got lit up straight up 4-0?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, Hearn is in bad things with Oscar De La Hoya. They're hating each other. They're putting stuff on the internet. It's getting really strong.
Well, here's what's up. But I don't know of any pictures of Eddie Hearn wearing, girls' lingerie. And I know there's pictures of Oscar out there wearing lingerie. Hey, the best Frank Warren story, though, is when he got hooked up with Mike Tyson. He did that fight with Julian Francis, I think, over there and somewhere in the UK. But the bottom line is Frank Warren, Mike Tyson kicked his ass before the fight. Remember that?
Yeah, I was there.
Beat the snot out of him.
That was all because he refused to buy him a watch.
And guess what? I bet you Frank wants to buy. I bet you anybody asks Frank, hey, can you buy me a watch? He's probably, yeah, here you go. So it was all over a watch?
All over a watch, yeah. Mike went jewelry hunting on a Sunday afternoon, and he saw this watch, and he said, I want to come back and buy it Monday. And Frank says, you can buy it yourself when you've been paid. I'm not paying for it. So in the foyer of the hotel, Mike slapped Frank Warren about, yeah.
No. The way I looked at Frank Warren's face, that wasn't just one slap.
Oh, no, he slapped him up quite a bit.
Yeah, the most expensive watch in the history of boxing, no doubt about that. Now, the rest of the English boxing, so you mentioned Chris Eubank, this and that. Is there any stars that you think, Kenny Rainford, I'll let you go with this one. Are there any superstars in the making there in the UK?
You know what? I used to think, until he caused all this controversy, Conor Benn. I thought Conor Benn, he had the tenacity of his dad. He's got punching power. He's quick. He's fast. You know, if he can sort his act out, maybe Conor Benn. But you know, I'd love to see.
But here's what's up. You and I both know, since we both box, we don't want guys having any advantages. And the steroids, that kind of stuff, that pisses me off.
Oh, totally. Totally. Completely. For me, it's an automatic ban, you know. It's just cheating at the highest level, you know. And it's dangerous as well. Dangerous for the opponent.
Okay.
Going in underprivileged, you know.
Okay, bottom line is, you know, King Charles is sick, so he's not taking my phone calls. So I'm trying to get United. I'm really trying this. He won't take my emails, and he ain't taking my phone calls, brother. I'm a bit frustrated, but you know I have you in my heart, right?
You got that.
All the best to you. Hug the wife. Hug the kids. We'll talk soon.
God bless. Speak to you soon.
Sir Kenneth Rainford from the UK on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One last question. At the end of your life, whether it was Allah who was saying it, Elijah Muhammad, or whether it was something that someone wrote about you after you'd gone, what's the thing you would most like people to say about your life? He was a great champion, or what? What would you like people to think about you when you've gone?
I'd like for them to say he took a few cups of love. He took one tablespoon of patience, one teaspoon of generosity, one pint of kindness. He took one quart of laughter, one pinch of concern, and then he mixed willingness with happiness. He added lots of faith, and he stirred it up well. Then he spread it over a span of a lifetime, and he served it to each and every deserving person he met.
Muhammad Ali, thank you very much.
Wisdom, words of wisdom from the man born Cassius Marcellus Clay back in Louisville, Kentucky, 1942, of course, became Muhammad Ali in 1964 when he converted to the Nation of Islam. At first, it was very controversial, and, you know, I mean, converting to Islam back then was sort of like saying, it was sort of like being black down in the South. It wasn't safe. It just wasn't safe. Bottom line is, he ruffled a lot of feathers, but he stayed true to his game. And, of course, when I talked to him about being a Muslim in China one time, I said to him, you know, I said, I got a problem with the Muslim deal you got with the Muslim. And his eyes got concerned. You got a problem. He's thinking, what is this guy talking about? You got a problem with my deal with the Muslims. Well, here's what's up. The Muslims and Muhammad Ali had the same deal that Colonel Tom Parker had with Elvis Presley. What I'm trying to tell you is, for every dollar that Elvis Presley made, the Colonel made a dollar. And for every dollar that Muhammad Ali made, the Muslims made a dollar. So there was no, it wasn't a coincidence that within 45 days of the thriller in Manila, the most gruesome heavyweight fight maybe in history, but Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, of course, in 1975 over there in the Philippines. Ali wanted to quit in that 14th round, cut off my gloves, cut him off. And then across the ring, Eddie Futz said, son, you have nothing to be ashamed of. That was Joe Frazier's trainer. He said, I'm stopping this fight, okay? So that fight was stopped. The bottom line is, you know, I asked him one time, I said, I'll go to it again. Why the splitting money? He says, because if I wasn't a Muslim, I wouldn't be spit with an H. I said, what do you mean? He goes, I said, to be some old fighter, man, some ex-fighter. He goes, being a Muslim made me something more than just a fighter. And, of course, he became the greatest spokesperson for the Muslim religion, without a doubt. And of course, the greatest spokesperson of the 20th century before Parkinson's disease, of course, and the residual effects of professional boxing. Yes, the residual effects of professional boxing are what did Muhammad Ali, and there's no doubt about it. Of course, he fought way too long. And, of course, fighting, being in training, you know, 75 days, 80 days after the thrill of Manila, you're in the ring training again for a fight. That's just not the way it was done. But they wouldn't give him any rest because they wanted to pimp him off. That's just what, I mean, I can say that. The Muslims pimped him off, no doubt about that. Now, Greg Page, born October 25th, 1958, former world champion, of course, heavyweight champion at one point in time, considered one of the best amateurs to ever come out of Louisville, Kentucky. He was going to be the clone to Muhammad Ali, right? Captured the heavyweight title, then sort of lost the title. Bottom line is, he had discipline problems. Of course, he and I were together in 2000, no, no, I'm not, it was the 90s, 1995, no, no, it was 2004, we did a special in Rockport, Illinois for him and Gerald McCullen. Gerald McCullen was severely injured in a boxing match with Nigel Benn. Of course, he was never to ever box again, and Greg Page was severely injured in a boxing match in Louisville, Kentucky with a guy by the name of, get this, Erlanger, Kentucky, with a guy by the name of Dale Crow. Dale Crow couldn't lick a stamp, he wet his tongue, but he knocked Greg Page out of the ring, and they didn't have a proper ring. This is they didn't have an athletic commission. Didn't have a proper ring, okay? So get this. The ring didn't have any padding on it. So when Greg Page got knocked out of the ring, he hit his head on a metal plate, the metal plate underneath the ring. Bottom line is, that's not allowed, okay? But it happened. He was severely brain damaged after that. Of course, then we had this benefit for him in Rockport, Illinois, for him and Gerald McCullen. And of all the people in the world of boxing, you know, Don King and all Bob Arum and all these hot shots, all these millionaires, right? And I can go on and on as far as the list of millionaires is concerned. But the bottom line is, the only ones that showed up from the world of boxing were myself, from the West Coast, and Jerry Cooney from New York City. Of course, Jerry Cooney fought Larry Holmes for the heavyweight championship back in 1982 and failed. But the bottom line is, Cooney and I were the only ones that showed up. Imagine that. They're holding a big benefit for two boxers that were severely injured, were permanently injured, almost died in the boxing ring, and nobody showed up but me and Jerry. And it was all over the world. I mean, everybody knew this celebration was happening. That just shows you what happens to boxers, that after they're done, you forget about them, even if they're hurt. That's why I try to tell people, you know, people say, oh, let him fight one more time. Let him fight two more times. No, no, listen, stop it. Once you've lost and you're at a point where you're not going to make a whole lot of money, and I'm not against making money. I think professional fighters need to get paid. Okay, so I'm not against you making money. But when you're making money and your health is going down at the same time, it's not worth it. And professional boxing, their visual effects are just ugly. What it did to Greg Page, I mean, Greg Page was still fighting at an unbelievable age. I mean, here was a guy that was, as I said, one of the best amateurs in the history of this country as far as the heavyweight's concerned. He ended up being 58-17, got stopped 6 times with 48 kills. Come on, this is a world champion. But this is what boxing does to you. It brings you back. Boxing is a crack whore. I keep saying this to everybody. It's just a crack whore. You know what a crack whore is, right? Somebody you like, you deal with, you're in love with her, okay? But she's a crack whore, and you know it. She's bad for you. You know it. There's nothing good, very, very little positive going to come out of a crack whore, okay? Crack hoe, whatever you want to call it. Bottom line is, sort of like the same thing. That's the way boxing is at the end. It's like a crack whore. You can't leave it. You can't live with it. You can't live without it. Bottom line is, the detrimental effects of professional boxing are incredible. And I try to tell guys, you know, because I see these guys 15 or 20 years later, and then you realize, you know, say, what? Now, James Toney, world champion, of course, from what, super middleweight, middleweight all the way up to heavyweight. I think he didn't win the light heavyweight title. Anyway, he won a lot of titles. Bottom line is, James Lights Out Tony is doing an exhibition in South San Francisco in the upcoming week here at the Physique Magnifique Grand Avenue. That's on Grand Avenue in South San Francisco, 94-94080. That's the zip code. But the bottom line is, he's doing a boxing exhibition, and he's going to be like a seminar, you know, a seminar, right? He can't talk! I mean, if he still got some moves, that's good. I mean, James Toney was a tremendous fighter. There's no doubt about it. Of course, in 1991, he knocked out Michael second to none, went to Davenport, Iowa, was like a 5 or 6 to 1 favorite. Nobody gave him a chance. Slim to none, and Slim wasn't in Davenport that night. Guess what? James Toney knocked out Michael Nunn. That was the end of Michael Nunn, of course, as far as being a champion was concerned, although we'd come back later and win a title at 175. But James Toney went on, of course. And then James Toney fought for the heavyweight championship. At one point in time, he was a heavyweight champion, I think, of the WBA. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's one of the greatest fighters pound for pound in the world, but he stuck around way too long, and he's paying the residual effects. Are he has the receipts. You know what I'm saying? He has the receipts. So when I tell young guys, I'm bringing a young guy on in about 4 or 5 minutes here to talk about Keith Colon Rodriguez. Bottom line is 2-0. Of course, 2 knockouts out of Newark, New Jersey. Bottom line is all these guys got to know when to go. And most times people in boxing don't know when to go. Of course, Muhammad Ali didn't know when to go. I mean, after the loss to Larry Holmes, October 2nd, 1980, he was annihilated. I was at the press conference afterwards. I was crying. I was in tears. I went up to him, man. I was like, oh, man. He said, man, don't cry for me. Don't cry for me. I'll be okay. I'll be okay. He was never okay. Okay, that beating he took from Larry Holmes was, I was like, it was the most horrifying moment I've ever spent as a boxing fan ringside. I mean, that was horrible. October 2nd, 1980. Of course, the next day, Steve McQueen died, one of my favorite actors. But the bottom line is, October 2nd, 1980 was a horrible day in the world of my life. And, of course, Muhammad Ali was destroyed that day. And guess what? He was supposed to get $8 million for this. And my friend Don King, you know my buddy Don King? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, world's greatest promoter? Yeah, yeah, world's greatest thief as well. Bottom line is Don King was supposed to give him $8 million for that fight. $8 million, right? So, you know, that's an enticement to come out of retirement. And, you know, Larry Holmes probably ain't going to kick his ass. Larry Holmes beat his ass. But anyway, bottom line is we thought that Ali would just do okay with Larry Holmes. He wouldn't get beat up that bad. But he got beat up. He lost every round. He didn't win a minute of a round. Ali did not win 1 minute of a round. The fight was stopped after the 10th round. Of course, Angelo Dundee stopping that fight. Of course, Angelo criticized for allowing Muhammad Ali to fight. And then I said to Angelo, why'd you let him fight? Because he goes, the reason why I went with him is that if he went with somebody else, they would have let him get beat up worse. I said, I knew when to stop it. Of course, that was the end of Muhammad Ali. And from that point forward, I said he didn't get the $8 million from Don King, got shorted out of $4 million. He sort of did like Hossein Rahman, the world heavyweight champ. Remember him? Yeah, he beat Lennox Lewis, knocked out Lennox Lewis back there in South Africa, something like that. Right? He had a $24 million check in his pocket from HBO. Don King convinced him the check would bounce, and he instead took $350,000 in cash in a duffel bag. Straight up, that's Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is your Inside Look at the World of Boxing. Coming up next, Keith Colon Rodriguez, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A little East Bay soul, my buddy Greg Adams, graduate of Westmore High School in Daly City, California. He's a cool dude, no doubt about that. It is East Bay soul. Check him out, eastbaysoul.com. Now we go from the West Coast to the East Coast, I think Newark, New Jersey, to be exact, and bring in a young man that, I mean, he had a spectacular second fight, no doubt about that, Keith Colon Rodriguez. Is it Keith Colon? Is there a Keith Colon Rodriguez? Are you cutting the last name off? What's going on with that, Keith, and how are you?
All is well. Now, I go by Keith Colon. My full name is Keith Colon Rodriguez, but, you know, that's that's like a Hispanic thing, a Puerto Rican thing. In Puerto Rico, you know, you have to get a last name from both mom and your dad, but Keith Colon is all right.
Yeah, well, I know a little bit about being Puerto Rican. In fact, I'm half Puerto Rican, so I welcome you, my brother, any of my Barrico brother. Listen, that last fight you had when you knocked out that young man, Tommy, I can't remember his name. Anyway, Tommy was, when you knocked him out like that face first, what were you thinking? I had 52 fights. I never knocked nobody out when they fell face first. What were you thinking?
At the time when I hit him, you know, like, he was falling towards me, so for a split second, I thought he was, like, throwing another punch. And it wasn't until, like, I actually saw him actually going down some more that I'm like, oh, he's falling. So at the time, it's crazy to say, but as he was falling, immediately I was just trying to hit him with another punch, you know, just to really seal a deal. But, that was my initial thoughts about it.
You know, J.C. Chavez had his ninth professional fight, Julio Cesar Chavez, the great Julio Cesar Chavez, had a similar incident like that, and the guy was going down. He hit him again on the way down. They disqualified him. Of course, Jose Suleiman took that fight off the record books. But the bottom line is, you got to watch hitting guys going down. But Robert Munn, I mean, he was asleep. I mean, he was concussed, bro. When guys fall face first, and it's not whether they're stepping forward or not, but when they fall face first, they lost all of their equilibrium. You hear what I'm saying? Because, you know, usually you get hit with a punch, you fall back.
Right.
So what were you thinking when he hit the? I mean, you knew he was done, right?
Oh yeah. I knew that was the shot that sealed the deal. It's just crazy because, you know, I just wanted to land the shot. That wasn't like my initial KO shot or a shot that I thought was going to, you know, knock him out. But it was just perfect timing, perfect placement, and the sweet spot.
Okay. Now the fight didn't last too long, but you know that first overhand right you threw didn't look too good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That looped a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Well, you know, listen, man.
You may laugh about this, but I gave boxing lessons to Oscar De La Hoya and Shane Mosley. They broke their teeth on this show. In other words, you're a rookie in boxing. They were a rookie back in the day. De La Hoya, of course, was a kid back in 1989, 1990. I used to call his mother Cecilia, and she used to say, Oscar Telefono. Okay, and, you know, now I've got a new era. Keith Colon is a new era, 2-0, two knockouts. Is there pressure on you to succeed here? A lot of pressure? I mean, do you feel the pressure?
No, I don't feel the pressure. I feel as though I worked to get here. I built up a great amateur pedigree. You know, I traveled all around the world fighting. I feel like this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, everything up to this point, I was supposed to do it. And, you know, I work hard in the gym, and it's just showing off.
Okay. Who do you idolize as far as professional boxers? Do you idolize anybody nowadays or as old guys? What's up?
Yeah, I like guys like James Toney, even now, Bud, Terrence Crawford just wanting to fight the best and, you know, constantly challenging himself. You know, that's the type of boxing I like. I like the allies. I mean, I like, you know, Tito Trinidad, Hector Macho Camacho, these guys, they was real warriors in the game, and not only that, but they had great skills.
You want to hear a good Hector Camacho story?
Yeah.
All right. I'm in Puerto Rico doing a fight in Carolina, Puerto Rico. I'm doing the TV, and, of course, I've been there for like a month and a half, so there's all kinds of money on the line. This fight's got to take place in order for me to get paid. Are you feeling me?
Right.
All right, so Camacho's in the main event. So I'm doing the television ringside, and Harold Smith comes up to me, taps me on the shoulder during the fight. I said, leave me alone. I'm televising, you know, giving that dirty look. He says, I need to talk to you. I said, okay, what's up? So anyway, set it down in between rounds. He goes, Camacho's not here. I said, what? He goes, Camacho's not here. I said, what do you mean Camacho's not here? He said, he's all coked out back in the hotel, and he won't come. He won't come for nothing, Pete. You got to go do something about it. I said, why do I got to do something about it? Because if Hector don't come, nobody's getting paid. Okay?
Right.
So anyway, I went back to the hotel, went up to it was in the penthouse, banging on the hotel casino, banged on the door for about 10 or 15 minutes. Finally, Hector opened the door. I went in there. It was cocaine sitting on the kitchen, on the dining room table there. And he sat down and said, listen, man, I'm in no condition to box. I said, listen, you got a box, man. I said, you know, he knew my ex-wife. I said, you know my ex-wife. If I don't come home with the child support, I said, they're going to take away my ability, take away my driver's license, put me in jail. I kid you not. Hector, you got to help me out here. You got to come fight. He goes, I can't do it, Pete. I can't do it. I can't do it. I said, please, bro. There's like 5,000 people in the arena. It was probably 10. I said, there's 5 or 10,000 people in the arena. They're waiting for you as well. I said, this is your legend, your legacy. When I said that to him, finally he said, took one more snort. He said, okay, let's go. Took him to the arena. The wow. Fight with Jorge Vaca lasted until the second round. It was a technical draw.
Wow.
Now, you never heard that Camacho story anywhere else, have you?
Nah.
No, he was a wonderful guy. When I said he called my ex-wife one time, I was arguing with this wench, okay, over my daughter. We were talking on the phone with her, and she cut the phone off. She hung the phone up on me when I was talking to my daughter. My daughter was like 3 or 4 years old at the time. So anyway, he was in the room. Hector was in the room, and I said, Dad, B.I., you know what? Slammed up the phone. She hung up the phone on me, and Hector's going, what's going on? I said, I was about the deal, blah, blah. He goes, let me call her. I said, what? He goes, let me call her. Does she know who I am? I said, yeah, she sort of likes you. I said, okay. So Hector calls. He goes, and I also had a friend named Hector Martinez. So she calls, and she goes, and he calls the wife, and he goes, hey, baby, this is Hector. Hector who? And her real bitch attitude, okay? And he goes, Hector Camacho, baby, the macho man. What's up? Why are you being such a bitch? Okay? And she she started muttering this and that. But the bottom line is Hector Camacho helped me out in good times. But had he not come and fought that day, I wouldn't have been able to take that. I think I took $11,000 with me the very next day in cash to Colombia. And what was I going to Colombia with 11 grand for? Because they didn't want to take it back to the United States right away. I was going to Colombia on vacation. Bottom line is, that's my Macho Man stories.
Okay.
You know, and I'll say one more thing. You know, there were times when he had issues and people don't realize it. But when you look back at his career, he was never stopped. I mean, he fought right. Some monsters. He's fought Trinidad. When he fought those guys, Trinidad and those guys were naturally like 25 pounds bigger than him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and he was still able to rumble with him. So you like that little macho style, huh?
Yeah, I just like the whole his persona, you know, what he brought to the sport, and what he done. You know, he paved the way for a lot of fighters, and I appreciate that.
You know, I'll never forget when he said, He goes, you know, I got enough money now to buy enough cars. He goes, my mother has a nice house. And that was the most important. That he stressed that time and time again. In fact, when I saw him over the years, we stressed different things. And he kept going back to the fact that his mother was well taken care of. And I think his mother's still alive, isn't she?
I'm not too sure, but I believe she should be.
Yeah, I think she is, of course. Yeah, almost. In fact, the guys that killed him, and here's what's happened. He was in a car with a coke dealer over there, and I think it was Carolina again. And he was in a car with a coke dealer, and they came up and they robbed the coke dealer. That was one story. The other story was that Hector had pulled that macho crap on him. Hey, man, I'm macho Camacho. I don't need to pay my debts. And they turned around and they shot him for his death. So either way, cocaine. Listen, Colombian dust is what brought him down. Unfortunately, it was also probably what brought him up to an extent too. But he'd been doing coke ever since the Golden Gloves. He told me, and he was. I mean, imagine how great he would have been, young man, Keith Colon, had he not done cocaine.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for you?
What's next is my next fight should be November 9th, God willing. And just constantly just staying focused and, you know, taking the next, each and every fight serious, staying focused, staying down, keep training, keeping a level head, and just keep working hard each and every day.
I used to find it hard. I'll ask you this question. I used to find it hard to be nice to my opponents even after I beat them. I mean, after I won, because I still got that attitude in the ring. My mother told me one time, I was going to a press conference. She said to me, she says, you don't need to beat them up twice. You beat them up once. Don't do it again. Do you feel animosity towards the guys you fight?
Honestly, not really, you know. At this point in my career, it's not too much, or I haven't been to any like trash talk really, so I haven't really felt the need, you know, it's just been boxing, you know. I really try to separate the boxing and the animosity, because at the end of the day, when you say certain things, it's just like, you know, it's life or death. Like, you don't know if you mean it before we get to the fight or when we get to the fight, you know. So okay. I just rather keep that separated, because you know, just rather keep it boxing, keep it professional, keep it for the fans, and just keep working on, just keep being a positive role model and show people how it's supposed to be done.
Okay, Keith Colon, you brought up Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford, last time I saw him, he was on the side of a milk carton. I mean, the guy fights once a year, man. Is that really a great fighter, fighting once a year?
Yeah, I mean, I feel as though he's at this point in his career where he just want to take meaningful fights. He don't want to take fights that, you know, he's just trying to make the biggest fight happen. He had a long career. He's probably enjoying his life, enjoying his money, enjoying his time with his family. You know, he's still young, and I don't feel like he took a lot of punishment in his career, so he'll do whatever he wants. You know, in my eyes.
All right. Now I'll ask you the same question about Errol Spence. After he got tossed out of that car at 150 miles an hour, bounced around, and of course then he lost to Crawford. Do you think Errol Spence should continue to box?
If that's what makes him happy, I feel as though, you know, he should do what he do. But my personal opinion, I feel as though he also had a great career. I would like to see him one more time just to see how he reacts and how he looks again. But if he doesn't look like the Errol Spence that, you know, the whole 147 once did, then I believe, you know, he should just let it go and take time to himself and his family.
Okay. Still, I got to give you props as we let you go, man. Knocking out Robert Munn the way you did with that one punch, straight right hand. I mean, that was probably one of the knockouts of the year. Unfortunately, it was on an undercard. Not a lot of people saw it. But I'm telling you, that was a knockout of the year in my mind, without a doubt. So I wish you the very best. We look forward to talking to you again. And good luck November 9th.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Keith Colon, folks, Newark, New Jersey, a featherweight with promise. No doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. Check it out. They've got some Tower of Power Christmas albums like Frosty the Snowman. Come on, give me a break. Bottom line is, check them out, towerofpower.com. The Kings of Funk, no doubt about that. Now, I brought up a little bit earlier Alex Stewart. Alex Stewart, of course, in not the greatest heavyweight in the entire world, but when he fought Mike Tyson in 1990, he spit in his pants. When I say spit, I mean spit with an H. I kid you not. Of course, Alex Stewart then fought George Foreman in 1992. And after the George Foreman fight, and I thought he beat Foreman. It was a majority decision loss to Thomas Macarena. It was like October 11th, 1992. But Hulk Hogan, or Terry Bollea, was ringside, okay? So he was ringside. Hulk Hogan, the wrestler, WWE guy. So the bottom line is, he's there, he's 350 pounds in his prime, you know, talking all kinds of smack, talk to all the reporters. But nobody will ask him any good questions, like, hi, Hulk, how are you? So I said to him, you know, hey, Mr. Bollea. And he got pissed off when I called him Mr. Bollea. Right? That's his real name, Terry Bollea. So I could, of course, I could say, you know, it's like Mr. T. Mr. T called him by the real name to get pissed off. Anyway, so I said, Mr. Bollea. And I said, he goes, yeah. I said, you want to answer any questions about, you know, the steroids and the Vince McMahon trial and the fact that, you know, you've been taking steroids for a long time, this and that, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, this 115-pound chick jumps in between him and me. It's Dina DeBuff. She's the stepdaughter of Bob Arum, of course, the promoter. She's also running some PR firm down there in Las Vegas, of course. So she jumps up in front of him and defends him. Hey, don't be asking him any questions. I say, hey, this is a press conference. This is a press conference. That's what this is. This is a press conference. That's what we do at press conferences. We ask questions. Not anymore, but back then we did, okay? So anyway, Hulk Hogan didn't want to answer the questions, so I punked him out big time. I said, yeah, 350 pounds, and you need some 115-pound chick to defend you. Oh,
You should have seen the look on his face. He wanted to punch me so bad, and he couldn't. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yeah, big Hulk. Not my favorite guy. Of course, still not the most favorite guy in the entire world. I don't think there's too many people in the world of professional wrestling like him. In fact, I think that I'm going to go off on a tangent here, but had the Iron Sheik, who could really wrestle and fight at one point in time. He was the bodyguard of the Shah of Iran at one point in time. He was an Olympic wrestler, no doubt about that. The Iron Sheik was a bad, bad dude. But he could have broke Hulk Hogan's leg, and they wanted him to break Hulk Hogan's leg, and he wouldn't do it. He rolled over, and he did the job for Hulk Hogan. What he means is he lost to Hulk Hogan. Of course, that began the beginning of Hulkamania, and of course, that was the end of it was the end of kayfabe. And kayfabe was when professional wrestling was sort of like fake, but you knew it, but you wanted to believe it was real because they sort of portrayed it as being real. They put on good acts, there were storylines, and that. Not anymore. Vince McMahon killed that. So when I hear about Vince McMahon, of course, him and his sexual exploitation trials and this and that, listen, if they could put P. Diddy in jail for it and R. Kelly in jail for it, they should be able to put Vince McMahon in jail for it. What's the difference? He's white and they're black. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two. I bring you to the Bronx. We'll bring in the Bronx Warrior. I'm talking about Mr. Thomas Dillamuth, of course, a proud father. He's got a kid that's so smart, man. She was 17 years old. She got a high school diploma, graduated 17, and was given at the same time a college degree. She went off. She's like a genius, man. So, you know, some kids are like bus drivers, right? Bus drivers, they work for Sears, Roebuck, you know, retail salesmen. And other kids make a difference. I think Tamara Dillamuth is going to make a difference. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number one of two, of course. In the house is the man that runs, without a doubt, I'm talking about Beeline Boxing. Of course, Beeline Boxing, Joseph Meservey, Jose Meservey, his father, of course, 415-684-2926. Listen, I don't recommend too many people on the show. You know that. You know that. Over the years, I don't recommend Harley Squat. But these guys can paint. They get back up their work with good guarantees. They're licensed. They're insured the whole nine yards. Check out Beeline Painting, 415-684-2926, if you're in the San Francisco Gay Area. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.